LDS Democrats prepare to use the National Convention to grow their caucus. Democratic Congressman Jim Matheson is staying home, and the Red Cross tries to make emergency food taste better. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, September 4th. I'm Brian Grimmett. This week, some members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are gathering at the Democratic National Convention to participate as an organized caucus. According to the Pew Research Center, nearly three-quarters of all Mormons in the country side with the Republican Party, but LDS Democrats hope their numbers will increase this week. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Crystal Young Otterstrom was at home last week getting ready for a trip to Charlotte while her young daughter Betty rocked side to side in a laundry basket behind her. It's a scene that's probably not uncommon for young, politically active Mormon mothers. The pitter-patter of tiny feet and the click of a keyboard. But while a majority of her Mormon peers identify as Republicans, Young Otterstrom is a Democrat.
I was raised by Republicans. So for a long part of my life, I thought I was a Republican. It was actually going to Brigham Young University that made me realize I was a Democrat.
Young Otterstrom says after attending several college Republican meetings, she realized her values did not line up with those of the GOP. Because of her Mormon faith, she says she had a strong desire to help those who are less fortunate than herself. She believes the government should play a role in providing some resources for those in need.
I think individuals should definitely do more, but if you leave it to just individuals, not everybody gets helped. It was kind of a difference in roles of government, where I think government's role is doing the things that won't naturally happen otherwise.
Just 9 months ago, the Utah Democratic Party created the LDS Democrats Caucus, and Young Otterstrom became the state chair. It has since grown to become the biggest caucus among state Democrats with more than 2,000 members. About 200 LDS Democrats from across the country, including dozens who hail from Utah, plan to launch a national caucus this week at the Democratic Convention in Charlotte. And Young Otterstrom says she believes multiple chapters will be born out of the outreach and publicity.
It'll be a great coming together of people from around the country, just feeling excited and invigorated and not feeling so isolated anymore.
The Democratic National Committee recently modified the party platform to include full support of gay marriage. But Mormons have typically distanced themselves from the party on that issue as well as abortion. Young Otterstrom says the caucus is not officially embracing or rejecting the party platform. Utah Democratic Party Chair Jim DeBacchus says he thinks the Republican Party has evolved into something that some members of the LDS Church can no longer relate to.
This kind of Ayn Rand, dire capitalism, the survival of the fittest, really doesn't fit in well with their religious beliefs.
DeBacchus says while the Mormon Democratic movement is gaining ground, it's still too small to have a major influence on a national election.
This is a long-term kind of issue. This year is very specific, and it wasn't created for one election cycle.
Tim Chambliss is an associate professor with the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah. He says the movement likely gained ground as a result of an initial hard-lined reaction to the illegal immigration issue in the state legislature, which the LDS Church objected to.
Utah has been discovered. We wanted to be discovered, bringing the Olympics here in 2002. We wanted this state to be a welcoming place for the world. Through missionary efforts and job recruitment efforts, we're welcoming people with diverse backgrounds.
Chambliss says the LDS Dems caucus is a healthy addition to the political landscape, pointing to the fact that Utah used to lead the nation in voter turnout when it's now closer to the bottom. He says voters here often feel their voice doesn't matter because the state is dominated by one party.
Whether it's in political contest, seeking the better grade, sports, I even jokingly say to my students, dating. You know, competition is good. You get a better end product as a result with competition.
LDS Dems are hosting their first national meeting during day one of the convention. It will be headlined by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a fellow Mormon, U.S. Senate candidates Scott Howell, LDS author and businessman Greg Prince, and Mormons for Obama National Director Rob Tabor. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Utah's lone Democratic Congressman Jim Matheson is not participating in his party's national convention this week. KUER's Terry Gilday reports. Last week, Matheson's opponent, Saratoga Springs Mayor Meal Love, spoke at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. But Congressman Matheson will be home this week when his party meets in Charlotte to nominate Barack Obama and Joe Biden for re-election. Matheson says it's important for him to stay in Utah.
I've never gone to a convention. I'm sure it's a fine party, but there's nothing of substance that's going to take place. We all know what's going to happen at the convention. My family lives here, and I commute back and forth to D.C., and I prefer to be with my kids. I got younger kids at home, and I think that's my priority, and I make no apologies about it at all. I think that's the right priority to have.
Both National Republican and Democratic organizations continue to pour money into this race for Utah's 4th congressional district seat. A recent Deseret News KSL poll puts Matheson ahead of Love by 15 points, but that poll was taken before Mia Love's speech at the RNC last week. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
City inspectors in Saratoga Springs say none of the homes that were damaged by flooding over the weekend will have to be torn down. They checked 11 homes with interior mud and water damage after heavy rain brought mud down from a burned hillside into homes and streets. A cleanup effort on Sunday drew about 5,000 volunteers. Residents of a neighborhood in Logan gathered yesterday to remember a family killed by a mudslide 3 years ago. The slide killed Jacqueline Levy and her children, Victor and Abby Alanis. The Salt Lake Tribune reports speakers at the gathering praised first responders and volunteers who helped to clear mud and debris from nearby homes. They also recognized people who helped rescue a motorcyclist trapped beneath a burning car last year and who rescued three children from an overturned car in the Logan River. A teenager walking along a roadside in Vernal was hit and killed by a pickup truck on Sunday evening. Vernal police say the driver of the truck was texting at the time of the crash. The 15-year-old victim was flown to Primary Children's Medical Center in extremely critical condition and died yesterday. Daniel Samuelson says he could hear people walking and biking above him during the 4 days he was trapped in a tunnel near the mouth of Parley's Canyon last week, but nobody could hear him yelling for help. Samuelson finally found a way to splint his broken leg and got out of the tunnel. He's in St. Mark's Hospital now, waiting to learn whether his leg will have to be amputated. He'd wanted to show the tunnel to a friend, but had decided to go ahead on his own when the friend left. Now he says he'll never do that again. The publisher of the Logan Herald Journal says some of the newspaper's online content is going behind a paywall. Publisher Mike Starn says digital subscriptions will be offered starting this week. Print edition subscribers will get free access to the Herald Journal's expanded website if they activate their accounts online. Non-subscribers will be able to view some of the news online. They'll get daily access to limited content and 7 pages of full content every 30 days. The Herald Journal says it has a daily print readership of more than 53,000 and says its website gets about 9,000 visits each day. The Red Cross is hoping to help make emergency food storage taste better. KUER's Dan Bomas has the story.
September is National Preparedness Month. The Red Cross wants to see everybody prepare emergency kits, but surviving on the food that people store for emergencies might not be so pleasant. That's the motivation for the Four Corners States Emergency Kit Cook-Off, a competition to create tasty meals from food storage items. Teresa Zundel with the Red Cross says the weekend's flooding in Saratoga Springs is just the most recent example of why this is a good idea.
Of course, you're thinking about just surviving at first, but then you need to feed your family. Ramen noodles and beef jerky will only get you so far. So the question is, what happens a few days later when your family wants a meal? And the things in emergency kits tend to be non-perishable. So these ingredients are all non-perishable ingredients. How can you make those delicious and appetizing to your family?
Zundel says Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico will compete for the most recipes submitted using ingredients from the survey. To participate, get more information, or support this item, you can log on to utahredcross.org.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, September 4th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.